Will you take a look at these documents, or have you?
No. Isn't there? It's too bad. I thought he had one.
Oh, he's very.
It came out pretty well.
Oh, it comes out well, but it's. Just think if you see if you think I will say it.
Says children and thieves, which is what you're out of.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about children and thieves.
I don't think so.
Henry's right in a way that McGovern could say it. McGovern wouldn't say it. There isn't anything in it. I mean, it just. To the individual spirit, the vitality of those governments closest to the occupied place for the family and community. Just. The responsibility and all of you, responsibility for ourselves, to ourselves, our means, and no man is on. To me, at least, it just doesn't say anything. Oh, he doesn't know what you are talking about, but...
I mean, no, I don't mean to blame him, but he knows the speech is about foreign policy and domestic policy.
I don't...
But anyway,
I think you're better off closing on the Tanya thing and just closing.
Well, Henry wouldn't like that. You know, he doesn't like the... I didn't mention Tanya to him because I don't want to instantly react to him because he wants strong clothes. You know what I mean?
I told Ray and John that
calling up the battle.
Thinking about Tanya as one possible thing, or said, you know, you guys were looking at other alternatives, like,
sure.
Didn't rule Tanya out.
Sure. Oh, sure, they have to know
that. Or something that would either pay off the Tanya thing or replace it.
Henry's argument against Ray's child thing probably runs.
Government couldn't say the Tanya thing.
No, because it wasn't there.
Well, because there you're talking about a world of peace. You're talking about a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want a ringing challenge for a heart that would be strong?
Well, basically, yes. But I have been working on that, too. I mean, the idea that this is a time, and I mean, not to turn away from greatness, not to turn inward, not to whine and whimper about our frustrations, but to accept the exciting challenges of leadership in the world. You know, it's not bad. This is what I have written. Not by dividing Americans, by uniting them, and, you know, with confidence in the future. Not playing on our
that fits the theme of your speech, because that fits the comparison of, in a sense, what the other guy's doing with what you're doing. McGovern can't say that. That would meet Henry's, that criteria.
Where does that leave Tom?
There will be no emotion in the speech without the timing. We just don't have anybody that can write this kind of stuff, that's all.
And there's no emotion in this. That's
but that's the point that I was going to say.
I told Ray, yeah, do exactly what you said. Yeah.
Specific. Something sort of moves people.
Thanks. Said uplift and with emotional impact. And the working together, not just for victory in this election, but this election will be the only beginning. The people's help.
Not a bad line that I had in one of my earlier conclusions. The chance America now has to lead the way to building a lasting peace in the world may never come again. We must seize the moment to meet the challenge before it slips away. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there again, the government can't do that.
So,
that is better than the, what you read just before? Or do you use that, does one lead to the other?
I think what we said just before.
One leads to the other. There's
what you didn't like about the one before was probably what I'd added on the price stuff.
There's some of it that's kind of, it doesn't really, it sounds like it's just talking for the sake of talking. It doesn't.
Our guys said,